listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers! Can you dig it? Super Hoopers!
That's what you say, bro.
We just formed a fucking wall!
Super Hoopers!
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
Super Hoopers.
Welcome to Super Hoopers, inconsequential discussion of the week's NBA news. I'm your host, Matt Hill. With me, John Hill, Dave Feudernick. No Borelli this week. No Borelli.
Thank God.
Thank God. Too much Borelli this week.
I'm a little Borelli'd out.
It was not to discourage anyone from joining the Patreon and the WhatsApp group, but woo.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. We had a guy leave the WhatsApp group, and he missed out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shouts to him. He seemed cool, but, you know, it's not for everybody. Just like certain drugs, certain alcohol, you know, it's just not for everybody. So
yeah. It's like mushrooms. Sometimes you get a good trip. Sometimes you get a bad trip.
Sometimes you get a good song. Sometimes you get a bad song. But, get Floofy Boy. Sometimes you get... A song that'll just ruin your life.
Sometimes the shrooms hit and you rip the hinges off your doors.
Yeah. Sometimes the shrooms hit and you're watching Jurassic Park in Hollywood Cemetery. Sometimes you see the devil in the fire and you never do shrooms again.
Sure. Yeah. But hey, either way, lessons were learned. You know?
Lessons were learned. Yeah.
Like you always,
Did they know?
Let's talk. There's enough NBA to talk about. We don't need to navel gaze for the first.
Let's get to it.
Like we usually do.
My New York Knicks.
Oh, baby.
We here, baby. They're the fourth seed. They didn't believe in us. All the haters said we would be the bottom five team. Vegas said we couldn't do it. They said 22 wins. They can't do it. I can't keep this up.
Are you including yourself in the haters, Dave? I think you would be. I don't think it's not like you were on the pod at the beginning.
Whoa.
You're a four seed, baby.
I took the over.
But you were thinking 23 wins.
Here's the thing.
I definitely wanted to trade Randall away in the offseason. So never wrong. That was a joke. I always said Randall would be all NBA. Always said it.
He's going to get MVP votes. He's probably going to finish in like the top six, top seven for MVP.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no doubt. And deserved, honestly. Tibbs should be coach of the year. I'm sorry. Monty Williams is...
Disagree.
Fine.
Strong disagree.
Nice story. Look at what Tibbs did in less than a year with the culture of this team. I'm sorry. Incredible. Look at the roster after Julius Randle.
Look at all the less cartilage in their knees. Yeah.
Yeah. Matt's a
hack joke.
Yeah.
The cartilage, not needed in New York.
I mean,
you just line it with that pizza, get a nice heavy cheese pizza, double cheese, triple cheese.
Wow.
Line those kneecaps.
Chopped cheese.
Put some pineapple on that cartilage.
That's what they should call them. Chopped
cheesecake. Cheesecake. Just any New York cheese-related dish. Hell yeah. No, they didn't believe in us. No. Myself included.
Nobody believed in you. Nobody should have believed in you guys.
Yeah.
It's a shock.
I don't understand it. I mean, basically what Tibbs, to his credit, seemed to have installed a, you know, play hard mentality.
As you all know, Matt, because you watch all the games, because you're a diehard Knicks fan as well. You watched every game this season.
Yeah, I watched every Knicks game, but I have a few questions. Just humor me didn't watch a single game. RJ Barrett is RJ Barrett good now? Is he no longer a bust? Because it seems like he's been good.
He's been
shooting 40% on the year from the three. So
nearly automatic from the corner, and he's got the little elbow three working too. Oh, he's been fantastic. Yeah.
Okay.
Is he Maple Jordan? Can we take Wiggins' nickname from him? The Maple
Jordan.
That's true.
Maple J. Maple Jordan should go to the best Canadian player. Wiggins should not just get it for perpetuity.
Should he be Niagara Balls?
It's not bad.
You know, the New York touches
Canada. I mean, if he's from the area, you got to find a player from the area. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
But look, we all know. Look, We all know. We're just saying Knicks for clicks. Okay. We all know that. We're just, you know, we're only talking about the Knicks, not because they're a four seed, but we're doing it because as members of the media, we just need the clicks. That's why. There's nothing to talk about.
That's right. But, yeah. I should have had my Nick Wright take prepared.
Ooh, what do you got?
Guys, the Knicks, are they serious?
The problem,
Randall's a nice story, but are we serious with this team?
Hey, come on, four seed.
I watched a couple of national games. I know about the Knicks.
Okay.
I've probably watched about as much
of the Knicks as I've watched Nick Wright, so I can't judge that. Can't judge that impression.
It was not good.
Yeah, but okay. I actually know Nick, worked with him, and no, that was a terrible impression. you could do so much better.
Yeah,
hey. You should have thrown a couple LeBrons in there. That's how you make fun of the dude.
Hey, Matt, is he a LeBron
stan? Is that his thing?
Oh, big time.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Matt, are you editing this episode? Otherwise, damn, no chance of cutting that impression out. Huh?
I am editing this episode, but I'm going to try to get it up tonight, so I'm not going to be editing the episode. I think it's straight through the limiter / compressor and then out. So, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So how excited are you? I mean, what is the vibe of the Knicks fans? Because a couple weeks ago, you were like, I don't know, we might be the 6C, we might be in the play-in game. You were kind of, to be fair, you're only a two games away from being in the play-in. So what is this
for sure? It's incredible. Well, that was when we still had most of this West Coast road trip left, and which was tough, and lost some of those games, but went 3-3. So the fan base is over the moon. This is you have to savor it because it was unexpected. And next year, the expectations will be unrealistically high. So you have to enjoy the team that's on the court right now. And I hope they give the Hawks hell, get to the second round. And I don't know.
Here's my question, though.
Getting the second round, that will be a huge fucking success.
Yeah. What part of this is not sustainable, though? Right? I mean, isn't Randall just good now? And isn't Quickly going to get better? And RJ, isn't he going to get better? And if Mitchell Robinson?
If you really think about it, you replace Elfrid Payton, who gets so ridiculously shit on Knicks Twitter. I'm exhausted from talking about him, but you replace him with Kyle Lowry, even fucking Lonzo. This team is so much better. So much better.
I can't wait till you guys waste that cap space.
Yeah.
It is perfect.
Hey everyone.
This is why I want to live in the moment right now. Fuck it up.
Yeah. Before you sign Al Horford. I've been there, bro. I know what it's like. Careful.
Nah. Tony Soprano's running the team now, dude.
There's no more old Tibbs players that they could sign to screw up their cap, right? Don't they have them all, right?
Noah is actually technically on the books this season until this last year.
Yeah, Noah's on the books. They got Rose. Don't they have Taj Gibson too? Do they?
Taj has been quite good, actually.
Yeah. So there's no kind of terrible Tib signing out there, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Tony Snell, was he?
Luol Deng's gone, right?
Luol Deng, I think he's 50 years old. So
yeah,
I think Luol's starting to power forward next year.
He's still on the Lakers books. So
that's true.
Anyways, congrats, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
The first year that we've been doing this podcast that the Knicks have been in the playoffs. So that is not good.
Wow.
Not good.
Wow.
Impressive.
Yep.
Very impressive. Good job.
Impressive. Okay. All right. Well, should we do what we usually do when the playoffs roll around and draft teams?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, should we do the recap now that the season's over?
Yes.
Let's do the recap.
We have to wait for this last game.
So for new listeners, of which maybe there are three of you, what we do is before the season, we draft teams and whoever has the most
wins.
Snake draft. Whoever's the most wins. Wins, and then we do it for the playoffs too. Correct. So I have no idea. I have no idea who won this. I can't remember who I drafted. I can't remember who you drafted.
I can't either.
I have no recollection. This will be a complete surprise as to who won the wins pool for the season. Dave, do you have the results?
I do. Should I run down the teams we each had first?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. So we can sort of like try to mentally calculate if we did.
All I know is I have the Wizards, I think.
You did indeed. All right. So Matt.
Okay.
Had the Bucks.
Pick.
The Heat.
Are these in the orders that he picked?
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're close, but a couple of them are off. Yeah. So Bucks, Heat, Clippers, Jazz. So.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh.
That turned out to be your best pick. Mm-hmm. Blazers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hawks. They turned it around. They turned it around.
Ooh, baby.
That was huge for you. Bulls, not so great. Spurs, still in play. That's a late round pick, so that's not terrible. Not terrible.
Okay.
And then Cavs and the Rockets.
Right. Ooh, so. Cavs playoff scene. Cavs just barely missed the playoffs.
Ooh, okay.
I really believed in them.
What was the last team?
Cavs and Rockets. Rockets.
Ooh. I remember saying the Rockets might not be a terrible pick.
Well, at the beginning of the season when I drafted the Rockets,
I swore Harden was gone, so I was like, yeah, there's no way.
They were a high variance pick. Like they could have done.
Yes. Yeah. And you took them second.
And I was
last,
yeah, right? Well, you know, whatever high upside. Yeah. All right, whatever. That's fine. That's pretty good drafting.
Utah's big.
Utah and the Bucks and the Clippers, those are all good picks.
I would have liked to have got Phoenix in there somehow. I'm wishing I kind of would have got Phoenix, but okay.
Speaking of, John had the Sixers. Good pick.
Yes.
Nuggets, good pick.
Good pick.
Celtics.
Ooh.
Pacers. Ew. Pacers and Celtics fucked you. Those white boy teams, they fucked you.
I should have stayed away from the white boys.
Wizards.
Hey, came back though. Came back.
Suns later pick.
Oh, that was a late pick. That was huge. For you. That's huge. Wow. That's huge. All right, I'm in it. Let's go.
Kings. Yeah, don't get too cocky.
Kings. Terrible.
Magic.
The Magic. Oh,
Pistons.
My gosh. Ugh.
Ooh. And Hornets.
Okay. All right.
That
sounds like a third place. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Don't you have like almost the two? You had Phoenix and Philly. That's like almost the 2-1 seeds. So
yeah.
And Denver. Denver's good.
But your bottom teams are rough.
Ooh, very rough.
And really, the Celtics and the Pacers fucked you.
Yep.
I had the Lakers.
Ooh.
That hurt.
That was like your number one pick, right?
Lakers and then Mavs, because I had the third pick. Ooh. And so I had Snake, and I took the Lakers. Oh, no, I took Lakers, then Nets.
Ooh, Nets.
Okay, so Nets.
I had Lakers, Nets, Mavs. This team fucked me so bad. The Raptors.
Oh, that's right.
Fucked me so bad. Grizzlies, Warriors, basically the same team. Pelicans, Wolves. Ugh. OKC. Ooh. Knicks.
Okay.
The Knicks were like, I think John maybe like let me have it and took the Pistons or something.
I think I did. So,
if John hadn't been so nice, he may have won. But Matt, you had 371.
Love it.
John had 356, and I had 351.
Ooh. Ooh, close one.
It was very close.
Wow. Very close, but I always win these. That's how it goes, listeners. I always win these. So
it's weird. You had such bad luck in most things in life, but you have really good luck in the wins pools.
I got good luck. I got good luck where it counts, you know? Where it counts.
That's true. Family.
Family.
All the other stuff.
Podcast co-hosts.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> A contest that never pays its bet.
Winning for strictly pride.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into it. Dave, pick a number between 1 and 3.
2.
Okay. 2, John. What
I went
you
literal.
You
be, I went literal.
Do you want to be 1 or 3, John? I'm just going to do a random number generator. Whatever comes up is going to win.
I'm going to be 1.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Random number generator. Three. That means I go first.
Sucker. He wins every time.
I got to tweet the NBA. I got to tweet at the NBA officials, dude. This is fucked.
And John, you're second. Dave's third. John, you're second. I would actually not want to go first because the playoffs are wide open. So it's absolutely, this is the most, if there was a clear favorite, because like the way you win the playoff wins pool is by picking the team that wins the title. You know, you get so many more wins, you know, with the team that wins the title. And maybe if you can pick the runner up and it goes to like a 7-game series, that helps you a lot. But really, you know, and so when it's this open, no clear favorite, I don't know if going first is really that advantageous. That being said, though, it is very, very enjoyable to go first because I'm looking at a team. And there is one team to me that is they're guaranteed.
Would you say there's one team?
I just say there's a team that's guaranteed to make the conference finals.
Just pick the fucking team.
They're gonna get to the conference finals. That's 8 wins right there. They might go to the finals, they might win the finals. Give me the 76ers, baby. Give me the Sixers.
That's dirty. That's dirty.
That's so dirty. That is so dirty.
John's favorite team. Love it. Love it. Maybe I'll have to go from a Knicks fan to a Sixers fan for the
time. Oh my God.
I mean, they're the obvious pick though, because they're definitely making. I mean, now of course I'll jinx them or something, which is even better actually. But because in the first round they're playing. So in the first round
they'll play the eighth seed.
Yeah, they're playing loser team.
Maybe. Yeah, Wizards or Pacers.
Hornets.
The Hornets who are like, the Hornets who are just like, you know, flailing. So, yeah, I'm like looking at this and like the Hornets have like a negative point differential. All these teams have negative point differentials. The Wizards, the Pacers, and the Celtics who like can't wait to go home, basically. So they're good in the first round. In the second round, they're going to get New York or the Hawks, who will just be happy to be there. So, come on. Barring an Embiid injury, like, they're making the conference finals. And then who knows? They got Nets or Bucks and, you know, or the Heat.
All right.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But I think I'm pretty sure the Sixers are the clear one pick anybody would take. So, I got to take. I'm sorry. Sorry, John.
It's all right. Who's number two?
You're number two.
Ooh, this one's tough. This one is tough. But I think it's the team that has the opportunity to win the most games. And that is the Los Angeles Lakers.
Whoa!
Oh my God.
Never bet against LeBron James. Look,
staying on brand.
They could technically win 17 games.
They can win more games. Look, you're gonna tell me this, right? I got a quick Illuminati I'm gonna throw out there, right? Here's a Illuminati. Who cares about the narrative the most? LeBron,
yeah.
And what did LeBron do recently? What did he complain about?
The play-in game.
Why? Because he wants you to think it's the hardest thing. Just like he said the bubble was the hardest thing. So when he won, he could say, I'm better than Jordan. Jordan never played in the bubble. He's saying whoever is in the playoffs playing game, they should be fired, right? How could they do that to me? And guess what? He's going to win the play-in game. He tanked these games. He didn't show up to get in the play-in. He's going to win. He's going to knock out Steph Curry, the fake MVP. Right, he's going to knock him out again.
He would love to beat Steph Curry.
You're going to tell me you're taking the Phoenix Suns over LeBron James? Get the fuck out of here. Next series, LeBron, he'll be healthy by the time he has to play the Clippers.
Well, the Clippers all the way to the top. The Clippers will be in the Western Conference Finals because the next series would be against Denver, probably.
Exactly.
Against Denver if he gets past Phoenix. They Denver wants no part of it. I mean, the Denver like sat players today because they wanted to avoid the Lakers.
Exactly, of course. Right. Lakers, and then what's going to happen? Clippers, LeBron could go, hey, Jordan never had to play in the play-in. That's the move, folks. LeBron's injury has been healed the whole time. He has the vaccine. He's had the vaccine for years. Even before the virus came out, LeBron had the vaccine somehow. And here we go, folks. Lakers. Well, we know winning it all.
I mean, I love the pick, John. Not at two. Not at the second pick of the game.
Your explanation was worth it, though.
Thank you.
Okay. I liked it. Hey, high risk, high reward.
John, you realize the stakes are huge. Like, we definitely we always pay off these bets. So.
Yes, exactly.
For the winner wins the bench you built, right?
Yes.
John built a bench.
John's like, I'd like to change my first pick. I don't know. There was anything on the line.
Look, I would have picked Philly first. Easy.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. So let's see how smart you are, Dave Peternak.
I was so happy to get the one pick. I was so happy to take the Sixers.
And just like you tried to pull a LeBron. Well, you know, the one pick doesn't really matter. You know, there's so many variants. No, the one pick's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, Dave, I don't think the Sixers are winning at all, though. But I mean, I suppose if you had to pick, I don't know. Go ahead, Dave. It's your pick.
I get two picks. This is snake draft.
You got to pick the Knicks now. You got to pick the Knicks now because I'm taking them. If it comes back to me, I'm taking the Knicks. So you're just taking them. Just let you know.
Riding with Boston and Pacers again, baby. Let's do it.
Nah, they'll last until my next pick. I bet you, dude. I dare you.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm going to go with what my finals predictions were last week. I'm going to go with the two teams that always blow it in the playoffs. The Bucks and the Clippers.
I already wrote it down.
Wow.
I mean, those would be my next two picks. So, I mean, I like those. I like those.
I think the East is like crazy wide open.
I think it's totally wide open.
If the Nets are like not fucking with us and are probably just going to like go on some crazy tear and win.
The only problem with the East is there's only three really good teams. So like the Sixers have the advantage because Brooklyn and Milwaukee, one of them's not making it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
The Knicks could get to the second round and make some hell for a team, but they don't have the talent on their roster to make it past the second round. Yeah. I hate saying that. I fucking love this team so much, but if I'm being honest, like, come on. Like, they can't get past those top three teams.
All right. So is it my pick now?
Yes,
it is
your pick.
Well, I already picked the team that's going to the finals, possibly with the Lakers. I think the next team with an easy path is the Brooklyn Nets. I'll go Brooklyn.
John's taking all. I would have taken them, but
you got the evil empire now.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even want to win this. Lakers and Nets in the finals. Don't. That would be.
Here's
be
the
worst.
The West is just tough to pick. So I'm going. Look, Brooklyn's going to win one round. Maybe they win a couple games in the second against Milwaukee. They could win the whole thing too.
So. They could win the whole title.
Yeah. I mean, they're in. You know, at 538, they have them third in the title odds. So
They would have been my third pick.
I would have definitely picked them right now. I was kind of hoping you were
hoping
I picked crazy.
Denver.
I was hoping you'd do something like that. I'll take the Nuggets.
The Nuggets.
Well, I mean, like at this point, what are you going to do? So you got all the East teams are all gone. You know, the Philly, the Brooklyn, and the Milwaukee. All those teams are gone. I'm not going to take the Knicks. Sorry. So I got to go to the West, and I got to, you know, look at where am I going to pick up wins in the West. So Denver in the first round is going to play Portland. I think Denver beats Portland in the first round, right? I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Right. So I'm at least getting to the second round. Now in the second round, they're going to play Phoenix or the Lakers probably. Yeah, they could win that. You know, I mean, they could definitely beat Phoenix. And
sure.
If the Lakers are banged up a little bit, maybe who knows? The Lakers haven't really been healthy all season. I know, they're rounding into shape now, but like Denver can win that. Come on, John. You know, you love the Nuggets.
Okay. Yeah.
And the other team I'm taking. Y'all left a number one seed. I'm still on the board. Give me the Jazz, baby. Give me the Jazz. Number one seed. I got to go with that sweet, sweet number one seed. They're at least beating Golden State, I'm guessing we're thinking. Golden State or Memphis, maybe, in that first round. So, you think Golden State could beat them, John?
No, come on.
Yo.
That's a second round departure, dude. That's a second round.
You sure? Y'all really? You're putting. You think Rudy Gobert is going to show up?
Well, here's the danger.
That's who you're picking.
Here's
when it comes
actually,
time to prime time. Are you picking Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell or Steph Curry?
Well, yeah, it's Steph Curry and like Kevon Looney and whoever else is like Juan Toscano Anderson.
Over Jordan Clarkson. Come
and
on.
Rock and that, them. Dude, I'm picking coked Ginger. Out Quinn Snyder. He got all, you know, he got all the whole playoff charts and he's doing all the mad adjustments versus freaking surfer boy Steve Kerr, saltwater for brain, gone to seed, wrestling on his laurels. I mean, come on, Snyder coach circles around over dumbass Kerr. So I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable with the Jazz. Now also, here's the danger with the Jazz though. We got a Lakers Warriors playing game. You know, Warriors could go off. You know, they'll be motivated as well. I know everyone thinks the Lakers are going to beat the Warriors in that playing game, but like we just said, Steph Curry, one game, they could win that game, and then that puts the Lakers in the eight seed. That puts the Lakers, and then Utah's got to play Lakers in the first round. Ooh. That's the danger to me. That's the danger with the Jazz not getting out of the first round. But
and you know maybe LeBron wants to drop all the way out of the playing game.
right
there we to go. Make it even harder.
Yep.
Right? Maybe that's his move.
The true hardest run.
The hardest run. The hardest run. The Jordan could never.
Yeah. Jordan could never win the title when he got knocked out of the playoffs, but we'll see. LeBron will do it.
LeBron might do it.
That mean the league, the playoff ratings would be so down if the Lakers got knocked out.
Yeah.
Well, the Lakers could lose the first game and then be the eighth seed.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I just said.
They could beat Utah. Utah might not even win one series.
That's what I just said. I just said that's the danger.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Dude, how many Delta 8s did you pop before the pod?
You just said the NBA would hate it if the Lakers missed the playoffs. I'm saying they're not missing the playoffs.
Oh, okay. All right. I misunderstood your joke. I thought your joke was that they were going to lose both games.
They're not losing. Come on.
Okay.
LeBron ain't losing both games.
I did. I was at the Lakers-Knicks game last week, and when they lost in OT, I definitely a group of teenagers definitely tried to troll me, like Laker fans, and I definitely screamed at them like in the tunnel, like enjoy the play-in against Curry. Just yelled it at them.
Oh, okay. Is there a punchline good ending to the story, or is it just like
I thought that was a punchline.
I thought they were gonna yell
screamed at a bunch of teenagers.
I thought they were gonna yell back like 17 titles or something, or I don't know, something like
that. Oh, they probably did. Yeah, but I can't hear haters. So
okay,
right. I don't know what they said.
Okay, John, I believe
it's your pick.
Yeah, back to you, John.
Wow, this is a tough one. Do I pick who I think who's gonna win?
It's a pretty easy one. It's a pretty easy one. You could, you know, there's one team. There's one team out east that I think is gonna win the first round, John. I think there's a team out east.
What I'm thinking. Oh, wait, what other teams are left here? We got Utah, Phoenix. Did you already take Phoenix?
Phoenix has not been taken. Phoenix is kind of the obvious.
Oh, but they gotta play Lakers or Golden State. See, that's the tough part. Depends who wins. I think I'm going to have to do it as a lifelong fan. My New York Knicks. Let's go.
Love it.
I almost gave it to Dave again, but
Matt,
not this.
You talked him into it. Fuck you, Matt.
Dave, I could trade. I'd be willing to do a trade.
There's one team out east that I think.
Dave, convince me to pick Golden State Warriors. Give me.
Why would you pick the Warriors?
Because I think they're better than Utah.
You're fucking Utah's wild.
Whack. Like LeBron said, we don't fuck with Utah.
Okay.
John had the Omega 12.
Utah's not on the table.
He didn't have the Delta 8s.
Right. I'll pick the Omega 16s. I don't know. I almost picked Atlanta. They might beat the Knicks. I don't know. What's their season? To piss you guys off.
So that's an even bigger troll move. Right. Picking the Hawks?
Yeah, take the Hawks, you coward. I dare you.
Should I give it to you? Should I give you the Knicks?
I mean, Matt did you so dirty, so I wouldn't blame you.
I'm gonna pick the Knicks because I'm gonna root for them.
All right, I can live with that win-win situation.
Win-win.
Okay, in that case, I will take the Suns. And I will take the Magic. I can't. Or sorry, the Mavericks. The Mavericks.
What?
The Mavericks. The 95 Magic. Good? Penny.
Shout out to Anthony.
Scott Skiles. I'd like to just take them. No, I'll take the Mavericks. I can't take the Hawks. I can't root against my Knicks. So oof. Can't take the Hawks. No way.
All right. Okay. Back to.
And then no. I have one more.
No, you just took the Suns and the Mavericks. That's your team.
Oh, sorry. Wait.
Do you not want the Suns?
No. I maybe don't want the
Mavericks.
I'll take the Heat instead.
Okay.
Think the Heat take some games from Milwaukee.
Perhaps if Jimmy Butler.
Oh, hey, shout out to Milwaukee though for just beating the Heat and being like, we don't care, we'll take you guys in the first round. That was also nice.
They handed the Knicks the 4 seed by doing that. So thank you. Man.
I know. Thank you for that. Made the playoffs much more interesting. But I like that where they were just like, hell yeah, we'll beat these fools. I mean,
I think that will actually maybe be a good series. And so I will bank on the Bucks and the Heat both taking a bunch of wins out of that series.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully the Bucks move on. You have them both, so it's not that strategic.
I know. Well, if it's a 7-game series, it is.
Okay. True that. All right. I think it's back to John.
Is it me?
Yeah. Snake draft.
Oh. Okay. Dave took two. So who's left?
Well,
yeah, Boston, Washington. I'm not really going to tell you to be.
I don't want to tell you because it will reveal my order that I have them ranked in.
Yeah, right.
We have Portland left.
Portland is left. Yeah.
Dallas and Golden State, right?
Those are all left. Correct. Yeah, there's some other teams left too.
Well, then let me go with Golden State beating the Utah Jazz in the first round. Upset City, let's go.
Oh, John, some of your picks are wild, dude.
Hey, is it? Actually, could Portland beat Denver? Because that's the first matchup, right?
Yeah.
That's the first game? Ooh.
I don't know. You decide.
What's more likely? Portland beating Denver?
They won tonight.
Golden State Warriors winning themselves into Phoenix and then beating Phoenix. I don't know. I actually, to be honest, I mean, with the Warriors, if they do make the playoffs, you get an extra win of them just, you know, winning the play-in game or winning one of the play-in games. So,
and that'll probably be their only one, but okay.
Like, you know, they never know.
Why are they all hating on the Warriors?
Because it's literally just Steph Curry.
But I don't get this. Here's the thing. I don't get the reason to think that the Jazz or Phoenix do anything. Those two teams are prime. Like, to me, if you told me they were number one, number two seeds, and they lost in the first round, I'd be like, that makes a lot of sense.
I don't know. I feel like I trust the Suns more than the Jazz because of CP3. And Devin Booker is really fucking good. They're really good. They're very good.
Don't get me wrong, but CP3 loves to just do stupid stuff in the playoffs. But I will go the team I want to root for, though, is Portland.
Okay.
So,
John.
Picking Golden State. Let's go.
All right. Okay. Well, I got two here. I think I will take the Blazers. So I don't love taking the Blazers, but whatever.
I think Blazers might upset Denver.
No.
I don't think so.
No. Jokic's too good.
Jokic's really good.
Honestly, so you know what? Actually, okay. So sorry, I'm not going to take the Blazers. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the Hawks. Okay, I'm going to take the Hawks because whatever. I don't love picking the Hawks. I don't want to root for the Hawks. Whatever. I don't really care about the Hawks, but whatever. You know, they're technically the highest upside one left, right? Because the Heat are gone. Correct. Yeah, the Heat are gone.
Correct.
And Hawks could beat New York.
That's what I'm saying. They could beat New York. Yeah. That's what I'm taking.
They could.
I think
that's going to be a really good series.
I think if we're looking at the first round, I think the Mavericks have a bigger shot at upsetting the Clippers than the Blazers do at upsetting the Nuggets. I trust the Nuggets. So, right? That's the first round series, right? Or that's set. That's set. Okay. Yeah. So I'll take the Mavericks and I'll take the Hawks.
Okay.
Back to you, John. So
I'll take it. What a move. I'll take Portland Trailblazers.
Oh yeah, you ended up getting them anyway.
Look at that. What a great trade back. Look at that. Brilliant move on my part. Two teams eliminated in the first round.
Well, you never know. The Dubs might lose. The Dubs might not even make it.
Might not even make the playoffs. That's very true.
Yeah, but what if both the Dubs and the Lakers don't make it? Oh, no, one of them has to make it.
One of them is guaranteed to make it.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Two teams for you.
Yeah, we're really sifting through the trash now.
Well,
there's one upside team that I have to go with is the Wizards.
Ooh.
Okay. I know Beal's a little banged up, but they have been one of the better teams last month. So, I think at this point, you got to just kind of go with like the hotter hand.
You can win one or two games.
Yeah. After that, it's tough. I will go with the Grizzlies.
Ooh. Oh, wow. We are really getting down to it, huh?
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. Grizz.
The Hawks were the last, like.
Yeah, the Hawks were the Hawks. Yeah. Well, no, the Blazers. John got the Blazers.
Well, the Blazers, yeah.
All right. John, back to you.
Ugh. I think this is tough. I think they're going to win one game. I'll go with the Pacers.
Oh, no. Hey, Steve Gossett. Shout out to Steve Gossett.
I mean, I think every other team's going to lose twice, right? Like, we only have...
Right. So you have San Antonio, San Antonio, Charlotte, the Pacers, and Boston are left right now.
Yeah. And I think Pacers maybe win to get to the 8th seed.
Maybe. So they win the one game and then they have to play the loser. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
They'll get you a win.
One win. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. And then I will take the Celtics. They might get me a win.
They might get you
one.
You
never know. Then I think we're technically done because there's not enough teams left to go around. So I think Charlotte and the Spurs go undrafted in our little game.
Yeah.
So it's six each.
Yeah, six each. Unless me and John get an extra team and you don't get less, Dave. I don't think that's fair though. Although theoretically, we're saying Charlotte and the Spurs will get no wins, so it doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah,
right.
Let's just leave them undrafted.
Sure.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Anyone want to make trades? Any trades?
So to review, I have the Sixers, the Nuggets, the Jazz, the Hawks, the Mavs, and the Celtics. Ooh, I like that. That's Sixers, Nuggets, and Jazz are all potential title picks. Those are all teams that could win the title. So I have that. Going to Dave. Dave has the Clippers, Bucks, Suns, Heat, Wiz, and Grizz. Well, we could throw the Wiz and Grizz out. Those are trash.
John, do you want the Wiz for the Knicks? Straight up?
Straight up, no.
Clippers, Bucks, and Suns are potential. You have three potential title teams. Then John has the Lakers, Nets, Knicks, Dubs, Blazers, and Pacers. I'm really only seeing the Lakers and Nets as real contenders.
It's a tough run. Yeah. There's a lot, but like I said, I don't believe in the Jazz or Phoenix. So you guys they're good, they're trash.
John, if you want the Sixers from me, I'll trade you the Sixers for the Lakers and the Nets if you want. No. Okay.
You thought about it for a second.
Imagine the synergy of you being able to root for your interest in this game and, you know, your actual interest.
Wait, do you have the Nugs too?
I do have the Nugs. I'm not going to trade you the Sixers Nuggets for Lakers Nets.
Nobody is allowed to root for their actual team in this pool.
That's fair.
Usually the person ends up with their team though. In the regular season.
Well, you set the precedent by being a dickhead. So
I'm sorry. They're the clear number one pick.
Are they?
What would you pick instead? We'll the Bucks? The Clippers or something?
Like, I don't know. Honestly, I have no clue.
No, this I would have picked a crap six shit. For this, I think if you're trying to get as many wins, they have the best chance of getting to They have the easiest path to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Exactly. They have the easiest path. Yep.
That's true.
I'm not convinced Utah has an easy path. I think they have a hard path.
No, I wouldn't take Utah.
The West is a minefield. Utah, Phoenix, Denver, Clippers, Lakers. I mean, all those teams could win the title. All those teams could come. You wouldn't be surprised if any of those five teams would come out of the West. That's not to mention Dallas. Like, Dallas is a tough out. They were a tough out last year. And then you got Dame Lillard with Portland, too. And then not to mention, you know, John over here is picking the Dubs. So, you know, you have that team. It's a minefield out West.
Like I said last week, I thought Denver was my pick coming out of the West. But, man, that Portland first series is rough.
No, I think
it'll be easier than you think.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, no, I think I'm definitely picking Denver in that series, and then the Clippers should be able to beat Dallas. They beat them last year, so and they have better coach this year. Or I mean, I just a different coach, different vibe. So I don't know. I think the Clippers and Denver make it to the second round, but you're right. Utah and Phoenix could get upset if whoever has to play the Lakers.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
Yeah, I really would have loved to see Portland versus Clippers in the first round.
Portland would have been better if we could switch. Although, but then it's like, then you have Dallas and Denver playing each other, and I like both those teams a lot. It's kind of tough. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
That'd be a tough one. Yeah. I mean, the playoffs really shaked out nice because you do have the Lakers Golden State playing, which is amazing. You have Milwaukee Heat in the first round, which is fun. New York Atlanta. That's fun because, you know, hopefully New York advances. Then you have, if Washington beats Boston in their playing, then we'll have Washington Nets, which will be fun to just Westbrook versus the Nets, even though they'll probably win, you know, zero games.
Yeah.
And then you potentially have Philly Boston in the first round. If Boston loses and then beats, you know, in Indy, then you have Boston Philly, which, you know, that's fun too. You know, you're a little, you know, a little, whatever, a little Atlantic Division rivalry over there. So
yeah
I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
I thought of this today. I think the best thing about the play-in tournament, you know, is that it allows the team that is having the hottest run into the playoffs. And the teams that are kind of falling out don't get in. Because, like, look at it right now. Boston, if we didn't have the play-in, they're the seventh seed, right? Mm-hmm. But Boston lost Jaylen Brown. They're hurt. Yep, we know they're not going to be good. So... Yep. You know, where like the Wizards, who started off rough, like their schedule is bad because they lost 19 games to COVID. But now that they're playing and they're at least fun to watch because Westbrook's going crazy, Beal's back. Like, it's nice because, like, yeah, some of the teams that shouldn't be there aren't going to be there. And some of the teams like the Warriors, who started off rough but are kind of in this groove playing like they might win some games, are now moving in where... That might not have happened before. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great.
No.
My only beef with the plan is we have 82 games and we go from 30 teams to 20 teams. It just seems like it just makes the regular season even more meaningless. And so, but I mean, the ratings are cratering for the regular season.
So much of the seeding came down to today, you know? Yeah.
I think you would have seen teams like Washington maybe drop out.
Yeah.
You know, like if Bradley Beal's hurt and he's like, hey, we have seven games to go and we're never catching the eighth seed.
Yeah, you're keeping those bubble teams from tanking.
Yeah, I only need to get to the 10 seed. Like, let's go for this, you know?
No, I like that. I just, my whole thing is I still think it's just kind of weird we have an 82 game season just to get rid of 10 teams. I don't know. Just one third of the league. This is just my continued drumbeat for less games. The regular season just needs to be shorter. It just needs to be like 50 games or something. It's just insane how, because I mean, all these games, like a night to night in the regular season, they're just totally meaningless. So, I don't know why anybody would tune in. So
I don't know, because we actually like love a team.
Okay.
Yeah.
We actually root for a team our whole lives, and the more we get to see the fun thing that we enjoy is better than the less of it. I mean, I think one thing also too, I always talk about ticket prices, right? Like, Dave, you went to a game, and yeah, when you only have 25% seats, how much do those tickets go up?
They were a lot.
Oh, a ton. Exactly. I had to hunt.
I know, that's my argument for less games.
Tickets. Yeah,
it's like you're not going to lose. You're going to have less games. The games are going to mean more.
Well,
so
but then you're not going to be able to go to them because they're so expensive.
Well, you'll still be. You can still go to a game. It'll just cost more. So maybe you go to less games, but those games are much more intense. It's like the difference between going to a playoff game and a regular season game is huge. Like, it's so much more fun to go to a playoff game because it's like, it means something.
Sure.
I'm saying it's no fun to go to like Lakers Charlotte on, you know, at noon on a Sunday when LeBron's not playing and AD's not playing and the game doesn't mean anything. Every regular season game would mean so much more. So you're paying more, but you're actually like, you're getting a much more meaningful product.
But there were less games this season. You're just adding like a few extra ones.
Yeah. Would you say the season was that much better because there was 10 less games?
No, because the issue with this season was because players are missing so many games because of the COVID stuff. So it felt, and they were resting a lot too, because it was smushed down. So the season was like really, really compressed. So my problem with the regular season is game to game, they just don't matter because so many players are out. Players don't take it seriously. There's a billion of them. So if you lose a few here or there, it's not a huge deal. My whole thing is there are 50 games. Those games would mean a lot more. You would get your stars actually playing. You'd have lots of rest in between games. So there'd be no like resting back to backs. And it would just notch that up. You know, it's like I said 1,000 times in the Premier League, every game matters because there's less games. Football, every game matters because there's less games. College football with less games. And so you want to bring that intensity. You don't want people to be like, I'll catch the next one. You know, you want to make it a must-see viewing. The play-in games are going to be must-see viewing. It's one game because it means a hell of a lot. Like the play-in game is probably going to rate better. The Lakers one is probably going to rate better than any of the Lakers' other playoff games, you know, up to the finals. Because again, less is more.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, I agree.
I'll get off my soapbox. So,
yeah, it's a soapbox made of gold because you're the only one who can afford these tickets now.
Oh, come on, please. It's like,
you
just go to less games. You know, what do you want?
Only go to one game. If you got a family of four, you can't afford more than one game.
Then you go to one.
That's why people like baseball, because it's cheap. You go to one game every other year. That's your solution.
Go to a fucking baseball game. The ticket prices are expensive anyways. You're talking about a 10 to 20% bump in prices, you know? So 10 to 20%. Okay. You know, I'm sorry. It's like, I don't know. Like it's just, that's the way you want 100 games. You want 150 games. That's another thing with the people who like the 82 game season. Well, okay. Then more games and pick a number, you know, pick a number where you would like it then.
Oh, how about the number that we've had for years that everyone seems to be doing?
It's a stupid number that was pulled out of a hat. There's no scientific reason for the number. There's no actual reason for the
number. Let's have one game every year. There's one game. Every team plays once. How about no regular season, just playoffs?
Then it would be special. I'm giving you a number, John. You can't. I'm actually giving you a number. I'm saying 50, or every team plays each other, and that would be what, 29 or something like that. Something in that range. I'm giving you an actual number. You love 82 games? Well, add more games, right? By your argument, I love watching my team and the ticket prices need to be low. So pick a number, 120 games? You want 140? Then you get to watch the Sixers every single night and the tickets will cost $5.
This is just a crazy argument. No one said
pick a number, John. Pick a number.
82.
Okay.
Maybe 72. Maybe 72. Fine. If players are whatever and they're like, bargain, hey, actually 72 is better. Bargain. All right, let's do 70 down.
We'll do 72.
40? 50? 10? That's insane.
I didn't say 10. I didn't say 10.
You did.
No, I said 29. I said 20. I said each.
That's insane. That is an insane amount.
Okay. It'd be hype. So.
You also talk about soccer, but also soccer teams play in like 7 leagues. Like you can play in friendlies and you play with all these other things.
There you go, John. There you go.
Okay.
All 29 right.
So
games.
So you want the Lakers playing they have to play the Philippine teams.
Yeah.
They have to play J. Cole in Africa.
At a tournament.
LeVar Ball.
There's the African Basketball League. How much fun would it be? You have the 29 games. And then you also have a worldwide tournament going on at the same time where you have teams playing from all these
leagues. It's like when the national team plays FIBA and we just go nuts. It's like
it's still fun.
What if
one of those African teams beats like the Hornets or something?
Or like when Argentina beat the US and no one cared, everyone's just like, what? That game was on?
In Argentina.
Was that Dream Team 7?
They cared in Argentina.
Didn't the Puerto Rican team beat them too?
Yeah, they
Do we even know? Because no one cared. because no one watches
in the U.S. No one cares, but no that matters a lot for other people. You know, the world is larger. You know, expand your horizons.
The ratings in the Puerto Rico U.S. game was probably huge.
Get down to Buenos Aires. Have yourself the Paris of South America, John, and you'd like it down there. All right, we talked about this enough. Shout outs to Beefs. Hey, shout out to Alex Rodriguez buying the Wolves.
Oh, yeah. 50-50 owner.
Yeah, 50-50.
He has been smart with his money.
Yeah,
he dumped J-Lo, which was going to, you know, before getting married and losing half his money. That's a smart move. He was like, what do I do? Do I buy a team or do I buy J-Lo a ring?
She doesn't need his money.
Do you think she'll take his money?
Did he make his money? Doesn't J-Lo have more money than him? Maybe he made money.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe he would have made money on the divorce.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
fair. Maybe you're right.
I mean, he has enough to buy into half of the Wolves.
The Wolves. So,
yeah. He bought.
How many O's did he buy?
My question to you: over under, how many years is this team in Minnesota?
In Minnesota,
what's
three.
Five years?
I think they announced they're leaving in two, and by the third year, they're gone. I mean, this dude, Glenn Taylor.
The Vegas Wolves.
What are you doing, buddy? You think A-Rod's going to stay in Minnesota?
He put something in the contract, John, apparently. There's something in the contract. I know.
Was it the same language as
that was in the Seattle contract?
You know? Yeah.
I'm going to Google how old is Glenn Taylor. I'm going to see how old he is. Because, you know, the second he dies, they are... Oh, he's 80. He's 80.
Rich
people live longer. Maybe five is the right...
I'm going to give him to 90. But yeah, 85. He's... Yeah. You know, he could go down at 85. And then
That team is in Vegas in
Vegas,
3 years.
It's going to be Vegas. Vegas got to be the next city.
Yeah.
No, Seattle. Seattle's the obvious next city.
I'd pick Vegas. I'll tell you what. The Vegas... Raiders, there's literally everyone trying to go to those games. It just makes sense. Yeah. You plan a trip around Vegas.
Well, and the hockey team like did well too. Like,
What do you mean? What do you mean everyone trying to go? Like the Vegas? You mean people go to Vegas for fun and they're like, yeah, let's also catch a Raiders game.
Yeah, that or it's really good of like let's say we did our thing instead of going. What do we get to pick? You know, do we want to go to like Sacramento for a game and watch the Knicks, or do we all want to get together and go to Vegas for the Knicks games? You're gonna pick.
It depends on the ticket prices because I got to scrape everything together one ticket each ticket year. Prices. I can't.
That's exactly. Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, you'll pay it, dude. You'll fucking pay it.
Yeah, dude. You got homeowner money, man.
Yeah.
Money just grows on trees at the hill home.
Hey. Speaking of which, do you know when you buy home? Everybody can look up what you paid. Okay, but I didn't know this. Everybody could look up what you paid for the home. Doesn't that seem kind of weird?
That's a public record.
You never got on Zillow before?
But I didn't realize the dynamics of it because basically what has happened to me since I bought this home and then moving stuff in there is the neighbors come up and they introduce yourselves. And then at some point they talk about the neighborhood and just like, you know, like, and then at some point they basically make fun of you for buying the house at what you bought it for, where they're like, can't believe what this house sold for. Lots of houses are going for one neighbor's like, yeah, lots of houses are going for sale after they saw what this house got, because they're like, man, if this house could get that, then
if the old murder palace can get 1.5 mil, then can't imagine what a normal place can get.
$900,000
for the creep mansion?
My next door neighbor literally was like, man, I'm sorry that you paid all that money for this house. That's what my next door neighbor said. And then, where I currently live, the house next door to me where I currently live also sold. And I saw what they paid for that house next door to me. And it was like, you know, the house next to me sold for $1.1 million. And it's just like a regular freaking house, you know? And so it's like, now I see the neighbors. I'm like, man, these people must be rich. I'm like looking at them like, oh, look at these rich people, you know? Like, cause everyone knows what people pay for houses. So It's just kind of a weird dynamic, I find. I don't know. It's like if like everyone at your work knew how much money you made when you started working there or something. So
there's a couple of places that do that.
Well, I know. Well, if you work for the government, you can look up the government salaries. So I always tell my students to please look up what I'm making and then look up what the other professors are making. Okay. And then you'll be nicer to me. So
or they'll probably try to request a top notch professor. This guy's only worth 35 grand a year.
Yeah, well, why do I got the Dollar General professor? Come on, yeah. Dude.
Why do I got the Detroit Pistons of there's only six NBA games in town, and I have to go to the Pistons?
Fuck,
we got Dr. Hill. That guy's a fucking loser.
Yeah, you know what? Wait, Dr. Hill, you make so little money. I'm just going to call you Mr. Hill because there's no way you have a real degree. You have a sham degree, right? Got it. Yeah. So you're like kind of the Joe Borelli of teachers, right? It's like if we need to fill in a host,
he'll show up.
Yeah. But like we don't expect them to prepare and we'll probably just like make fun of them for a while and then that's it.
Okay.
You can't really demand a lot of money because we could just be like, all right, we'll just record tomorrow instead. Got it.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay. No, that's true because you have no bargaining power.
You have no bargaining power.
You're essentially dime a dozen. Well, if you don't take this job, we'll just get someone else to take this job.
We'll just get another Matt Hill.
But it was so interesting because it's like, you know, the professors that bring the prestige oftentimes won't teach that much. You know, so you're actually being taught by like people like me who are more like contract workers. Mm. Like that's who's actually teaching classes a lot of times. It's just people adjuncts. That are brought in. Yeah. And I didn't know that when I was an undergrad, I would be taking class like, oh, this was a professor. They must be brilliant. They're usually just, you know, an adjunct or a visiting person. No. You know, you rarely, occasionally you got the person who's famous.
Yeah. But they're the ones who think Utah has a real chance of making the finals.
Well,
they ran the numbers.
Hopefully, if my employers ever listen to this podcast, let me tell you, the rates would definitely go down. So,
hey, the rates go up if you sign up for that Patreon, $4 a month.
You get access to the WhatsApp where all manner of drama happens that you may be privy to. Oh, we should also mention CBD is better. CBDisbetter.com. Promo code Hoopers. Promo code Hoopers.
$20 off.
That first purchase, get some Delta 8, get some fantastic better for hangovers. Mm-hmm. You know, get whatever.
Hangover one
for boners, for focus, you know, whatever you need.
Products.
For picking playoff teams. I took one before this.
That's why you're so good.
That's why my picks were tight.
That's why he was able to avoid taking the Lakers with his first pick.
Oddly, also gives you boners. So,
well, I took the CBD is better for boners, and that's why I can't stand up in the Zoom. So, I need us to wrap up, and then
John usually records standing up.
Yeah, but now I can't. Yeah. I'm actually trapped under my desk. I'm pinned up against the desk.
Do you have any more shout outs and bees before we go? Then?
No, go Knicks. Let's go.
Go Knicks.
Go Knicks. Yeah.
Go Knicks, go Sixers, go Warriors.
Shout out my man, Jim Madison, who I talked to today, who said he's been listening to the pod.
Very nice.
Just shout out to him.
Hey, Jim Madison, I'm talking directly to you right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to need you to text John that you made it this far in the pod so we know that you're actually listening. Okay? So text John at whatever school number is. Let us know.
He told me that he's like, I heard your review about Mortal Kombat, but no one at work is agreeing with you. I'm not sure if I can watch. And what you need, Jim, is some Delta 8 is better. That's Delta all you need. Jim, that'll get you through some Mortal Kombat.
We told you.
Yeah.
Do you get some Delta 8 from CBDisbetter.com? Promo code Hoopers, 20% off. It comes to your house and you watch Mortal Kombat, it's 20% better. You know? So make money on both sides.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. Jim Madison, shout out to you. Until next week, keep pooping.
Keep pooping.
Keep pooping.
Hey, what do you say that you and me go down to 7-Eleven? Share a big soda, blow a big load like the guys in Lethal Weapon. But if you don't like that plan, you can stay home with your man. We can slide around the room in our socks.
touch your soft coffee.